Some other places we've missed. Mark Strandquist. If an image speaks 1,000 words, does it take 1,000 words to make a photograph? The question may seem trivial, but matters to Mark Strandquist and the prisoners he works with. While Steve Davis has given youth prisoners the chance to take their own pictures, the same privilege is not given to their adult counterparts. While photography was included briefly in prisoner education programs in the 80s, today, cameras are rarely used by adult prisoners themselves. Cameras, rather, are a tool used to control the prisoners. Despite this history, Mark Strandquist runs photography workshops in prisons, even without any cameras. The question he posed was, quote, if you had a window in your cell, what place from your past would it look out to? End quote. He asked his prisoners turned students to think with a camera. The series is titled Some Other Places We've Missed. As audience members now, his simple question brings countless more to us. Like, what is the nature of visual memory? How is it tied to self-reflection? And how is photography powerful beyond the image? As the students wrote down what they saw in their mind's eye, they also provided a detailed memory from the chosen location and how they wanted the potential photograph to be composed. Then Strandquist photographed an image that was as close as possible to the description and mailed it back to the prisoner. The size of the photographs you see in front of you are compliant with the restrictions on photographs sent into prisons. Once more, another photographer within this exhibit constructs a unique exchange and juxtaposition. This time, Strandquist connecting the written description by inmates to an image that seeks to represent the voice and imagination of the prisoner. In the words of Strandquist himself, quote, my project is as much about creating a window for the incarcerated participants as it is about creating a window for the public, a meeting ground where each participant's challenging memories and realities mix with images shot intentionally to facilitate open associations, end quote. While these pieces are composed of two parts, the description and the resultant image, a quote from Bob Gumpert applies just as well to this series. Gumpert said, quote, I've always loved the interplay between words and photos. Together, they can be more than the sum of their parts, end quote. The open associations that are made between the words of the prisoners and the image of the photographer are where the interplay arrives, where it becomes more than the sum of its parts. The more connections we can make as an audience, the more we will remember, and the more real the writer, the prisoner, will become.